Good morning. I think it was 9 years ago today. I was principal in one of our CLC schools in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And we were coming in, the whole school, all the teachers and students were coming in from noon recess. And I was having a discussion with one of my co-teachers, a young man by the name of Kurt Koenig. Yeah, we taught together for a while. You ever heard of him? Anyway, we were having this little debate. We disagreed a little bit about something. I can't remember what it was, some insignificant little tidbit. But the debate kind of escalated into a disagreement. And some of the students were tuning in, and a crowd kind of gathered. And it escalated, and, you know, our voices were rising, and, you know, tone of voice, and harsh words, and even threats, really. And I finally said, you know, just when it looked like it might turn into a fist fight or something, I finally said, hey, let's go settle this like men, go down to the basement and hit the ping pong table. I figured I could beat him in ping pong. So, I still can't believe this happened. We went down the stairs to play a game of ping pong to settle this. And the whole school followed us. All 40 students followed us down the basement. And I gruffly threw the ball over to Kurt and said, "You serve." And so he served the first play of the game. And as many of you have already figured out, I grabbed the ball. And we both in turn looked at the school and said, "April Fools." And it really wasn't that great of a joke. Some of the older students, for sure, weren't fooled. I guess we weren't very convincing, especially me. It's kind of hard to be mad at Kurt Koenig. Anyway, I've always thought the worst and most cruel April Fool's joke would be that if Jesus were to tell us that whole story about salvation was untrue. That if he were to say, yeah, that stuff about you being given a free gift of eternal life, that was just a joke. Instead of going to heaven, you're going to now go to hell for eternity. But God, thankfully, doesn't play jokes. He doesn't want us to have any doubt. When it comes to salvation, He wants us to have faith. We can believe that salvation is ours and won by Christ just as much as we believe we exist at all on this earth. He doesn't mess with our minds. And that's especially appropriate for us this Holy Week. We see this week as the fulfillment of thousands of years of prophecy when during this week the perfect Lamb, Jesus, submitted to Roman authorities, suffered the pangs of death, and finally rose gloriously on Easter morning. And a lot of people make a joke out of that. It's kind of hard for a lot of people to believe in the miracle of the rising from the dead. But it's no joke. It really happened. And we can depend on that. Let's take a little trip down to Texas. Down to Amarillo. Next to a busy highway outside of Amarillo, a man constructed quite a tribute, a real labor of love, it looks like, a tribute to the life and death of Jesus. Maybe you've seen this on the internet, maybe in real life. He sculpted all of these scenes that you're about to see from metal. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper by breaking bread in the upper room. He was captured in the garden. He appeared before Pilate and was forced to carry the cross. And so on and so forth. After stumbling under the weight of the cross, finally, Simon of Cyrene came and helped him with the burden. Jesus committed no crime, yet he was crucified. And he was placed between two criminals. And finally, laid in a tomb. Jesus had no servants, and yet they called him Master. He had no degree, and yet they called him Teacher. He had no medicines, and yet he healed the sick, cured the blind, and even raised the dead to life. It looks like a really nice tribute to Jesus' life and death down at Amarillo. Check it out sometime. Today is Maundy Thursday, and four major things happened on this day, 2,000 years ago. On Maundy Thursday, our Lord instituted Holy Communion. Secondly, He washed His disciples' feet. Thirdly, He went out to the garden to pray. And then finally, He was betrayed and arrested. The word Maundy is very applicable to you and me. And it focuses on the second of those four events. The special meaning of the word Maundy is illustrated in the washing of feet. And Jesus set the example. I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which He was girded. And then later He goes on and says, so when He had washed their feet, taken His garments and sat down again, He said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call Me Teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. And here's where that word Maundy comes in, when He adds, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are My disciples, if you have love for one another. The word Maundy is derived from the Latin word for command. The Maundy in Maundy Thursday refers to that command that Jesus gave the disciples at the Last Supper to love one another. And what a great lesson for the disciples. Instead of being told to repay the favor by washing His feet, Jesus is saying, now you ought to wash each other's feet, and you ought to have love for each other. I think Jesus would say that every day is Maundy Thursday for Christians. Yesterday was a fine example of that when you served your fellow Christians at Arbor Day by helping to beautify our campus. By the way, thank you for doing that. And what about today? How are you going to wash a fellow Christian's feet today? Or tomorrow? How are you going to serve someone in love tomorrow? It's a good thing to remember the Last Supper and the washing of feet this week, but every day. And to remember Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf. It's a good thing to remember the Lord's example of humility and servitude. It's a good thing to remember the Maundy in Maundy Thursday, that command of our Savior to love one another with a Christian love. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Let's pray. May we all Thy loved ones be, all one holy family, loving for the love of Thee, hear us, holy Jesus. That is the third stanza of the hymn that we are about to sing.